Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Geraldine Johnson, and I'm here with Dan Gibbons today on this gorgeous Tuesday in Denver. Dan, how are you today?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Are you in Denver, too?
Yes, I am. It is a nice day today. It's going to be nice today and tomorrow. So, yep. Yeah, it is a beautiful day today.
I know. It's for sure. We can still go outside here. They decided to lock down my county, and I'm just heading up to Vail. I have to be outside.
Wow.
It makes me a little bit nuts.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. No doubt about it. Going out for my run every day. So today's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
So where
they
did you end up?
So it's good. Yeah.
No. So where did you get locked down at?
Well, I'm not locked down yet, but I think I think it's more central Denver. It's supposed to close down at 5 o'clock tonight or something.
Yeah.
So I'm in a different county. So
yeah.
I think we're good. Yeah.
Are you're in the Denver metro area right now then? Huh?
Yeah, I'm in, Englewood.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm right next to you. I'm in Centennial, so.
Oh, yeah.
you are
right next to me.
Yeah, we're pretty close together, so. Yeah, there's been some crazy times, huh?
Definitely. Just tried to make the best of it, of course, and, all our workouts switched to online, so I just got done with today's our ab class, so 45 minutes of abs, and then we go outside for the rest of the day and work and play. So, no, it's actually, I kind of like this time actually in a lot of ways because it's very peaceful and quiet for me and, getting to regroup and do some different things. So I'm kind of liking it in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, just a couple announcements. Most of us got newsletter from the company last night, and just please read that, especially if you did not listen to the call last Wednesday. That will really help things, and lots of new ideas and things in there of what's going on and what the possibilities are. And then also on Wednesday's blog talk tomorrow, Chris Veronis is going to be on there and answer a bunch of questions for people and things like that. So make sure that you tune into tomorrow's blog talk also. As far as today goes, we just, it's our Testimonial Tuesday. We just want people to give personal compliant testimonials on themselves and no animals. But if you do have a horse or something, maybe share that tomorrow for sure. Is there anything you want to add to that, Dan?
No, not really. With the situation, obviously no updates on, no updates on academies or anything like that. So, this is one of the best ways to stay plugged in and stay connected. So looking forward to the call. We want to, hit one to get in post key. I always tell people it's always a good idea to have a pencil and pen. Almost every blog talk, I hear something that I didn't know when I write it down. So have a pencil and paper handy. And the best way to get people to come in on the call early, Geraldine, is just have them make believe that we got 5 minutes to go. Everybody presses one when we got like 5 minutes to go. And then we never get to all of them, right?
Exactly. People always have new testimonials, that's for sure. There's always new things going on within our bodies or different things that happen. So, definitely good. And then just know that, you know, Academy's been canceled for a while. Of course, you'll see on the newsletter, National Convention has been postponed till October, certain dates. If you already had hotel rooms, please call them and shift the hotel reservation over to those dates. Company's not going to do that automatically. So, know some of those things. I know they're working on some things on the background, so hopefully they'll discuss more of that. And then there's also FAQs and everything in the back office now on things that are going on should the new go set get cleared from the FDA. So lots of news and different things to keep you guys busy, and then how to, of course, work in these little awkward times here. So, okay, nobody's pressed one yet. We need to hear some testimonials. Who's going to be the first brave person to give their compliant testimonial?
That's right.
Otherwise,
that's
we'll have a short show.
That's it.
I know. Yeah. I know, because all I think you can do during those times is work and work out. That's all I can do. So I think it's pretty funny.
That's it.
I guess I'll just work out again, and I'll work and work out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You see people after a while, you'd be like, oh my goodness, you look great. What happened?
I know. And then other people are just hunkering down eating, but no, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So, just waiting for somebody to press one. Oh, there we go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Somebody else.
So, area code 818, you're live on Block Talk.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm actually in Idaho, but I've had that phone number for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, and I just want to give you a quick little testimonial that's maybe not very significant, but I thought maybe if I start the flow that others will come on.
Sure.
This is the first time
I've ever
been on, listened to Blog Talk. So anyway, so I got my Beamer.
What's your name?
Anita.
Anita, okay.
Yeah, okay. So I got my Beamer in September, and the thing that has, the most significant thing that has changed for me, I'm very good at doing my 2 8-minute sessions every single day, no matter what, and now I'm doing the sleep program. But the thing I wanted to say was, what changed was I have been constipated all my life, until now, and I absolutely am not at all. I'm like normal, which I never thought I would ever be normal, because I always had to take herbs and different things to be regular all the time, which I was pretty good at managing it, but now I don't dare take those things. So I just wanted to share that, because it's been very consistent. It happened about maybe 6 weeks after I got my Beamer, and then it just started happening like that, and it's like, wow. So how's that?
Okay,
was that
awesome?
Yeah.
Okay, now the board's just kind of lit up, Anita, so thank you for doing that. Yeah, Anita, isn't that great? Are you using the B-pad across your stomach also?
Yes.
Or no? Okay.
Yes.
You can't really give the protocol on what you're doing.
Sometimes I put the B-pad up and down, and sometimes I put it crosswise. I just, whatever. But I definitely use the B-pad also. So, yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
keep listening. Okay, bye.
All righty.
Okay, it looks like we have a Wyoming person, although let's see. Okay. 307, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Janine in Gillette, Wyoming, and my testimonial today is I deliver mail for the U.S., United States Postal Service, so we are not going anywhere. We are out there in the trenches every day delivering packages, delivering mail, going into apartment buildings, going into businesses that are still open in our area, because we have had confirmed cases. So restaurants are closed, bars are closed, gyms, schools, And so I do it twice a day, you know, for my immune boosting. And then the anxiety is a little high right now because we're out of Clorox wipes. We don't have any at work. I do have my own natural stuff that I use. But it really helped me last night to just go in my Beamer room, get on my Beamer, and put some whole tones music on, which is healing frequency music. And in 8 minutes, I was out. When I woke up, I didn't know what day it was or where I was. And I felt great. And I'm off today. Today's my scheduled day off. And I feel great. And I'm just getting stuff done. And, you know, I just wanted to say that I, you know, I love my Beamer. And I am glad I have my Beamer every day, and especially in the times that we're dealing with right now. That's my testimonial.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Thank you so much. That's awesome. And thank you for delivering the mail, and all you people, the UPS and FedEx, everyone who's delivering things, because we actually do need some things that show up in the mail. And I had to go to the post office yesterday and was actually thankful and grateful that they were open and that you guys are helping everybody out. So thank you so much for doing that.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, Janine.
Looks like we have... We have the one and only Belinda Foster.
Hi, Belinda. Good morning. Just wanted to show you guys some love and share a little testimonial. I really do love the B-pad. And so what I've been doing is just trying to get out, fortunately, get out of the house, and I can do that still where I am down at the beach. And so we are being mindful of the keeping our distance, but we're still out on the beach and we're walking and running, and I'm still playing tennis because that's a nice sport that we have to keep distance across the net, right? So
yeah,
that's pretty good too. And I've just been finding the B-pad is just truly always has been, but even more than ever, as we all try to stay active and move during this time, that it's just beneficial to run it up and down your spine and to also put it around the knees and around the feet and other areas where my body needs some targeting. And I also want to give a big shout out to Anita, who called in. Anita is in my organization, and she is quite well-versed in a lot of things with the body. She is a health coach, and I've encouraged her to take the challenge of tuning in to Blog Talk Monday through Friday. And in fact, Anita, excuse me, yesterday was the one who alerted me to say, hey, where's the show on Monday? We had a little technical difficulty. So Anita, just a shout out to you. And this is what it takes, is for us all to stick together, keep sharing this message and this great gift that we have. And I just wanted to give a shout out to you, Geraldine, Dan, for doing the show today, and also to Anita and everybody else that's calling in.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Belinda. Yeah, the B-pad is very versatile for sure. I use it, you know, next to the B-body that I had originally. As we move into this new phase, hopefully, every morning, I swear, it's on the brain, it's on the neck, it's all in different spots, you know. As I use it before I hop out of bed. So it's
absolutely
a wonderful, wonderful.
And I think,
you know,
we're
applicator.
Really all going to be wanting more B-pads. So I think as soon as they're released, you're going to see a lot of B-plant pads fly off the shelf. And in the meantime, for those of us who already have the, you know, the Beamer, the former system, the Beamer Pro with the light, we're doing a little challenge. We're doing a 30-day challenge. So we're committed to that as well. So we're having a lot of fun. Things are still ongoing, and everybody is just lined up and excited to share their testimonials and to get their Beamers if they're new to Beamer. So anyway, thanks you guys, and I'm glad you're online, and I'll be listening.
All right, Belinda,
awesome.
You have a great one.
Awesome. So we're closer out, and it looks like so the next person we have is, I believe, it's Peter Davis. Peter, how are you?
Hi, Geraldine. Hi, Dan.
Hi, yeah. Peter.
So I wanted to just share a quick story that Geraldine and I, we talked about this a while ago, but as far as using the B-pad, there was a time when I had my B box and B pad only. I was traveling, and that's all I had the room to have with me. And I decided, because sleep was a pretty major issue for me prior to starting to use the Beamer, that I was concerned, because ever since I started the sleep cycle, I slept so well. And now I was going to have time when I wasn't going to have the B body. So I came up with a simple program and used it with the B pad. I put the B pad under me with a sleeping bag, and I set it for, I did my own program. Level 2 across the board, low setting. As far as helping me fall asleep, all I can say is that during that time period of like 7 days, when all I had was the B pad, I slept great with just using it for 20 minutes, because that's as long as you can set that program for. And I would fall asleep in the same way I did with the B body with the sleep cycle, and it worked great for me. And so that was something I knew was only going to be temporary, but it definitely got me through that period, and I slept great with just using the B pad and creating my own program. So I'm just putting that out there, that is something that's sometimes you got to think out of the box and get a little creative when you only have certain parts and pieces to work with. So that's my testimonial for today.
Awesome. Yeah, I know, because we might have to switch to that. So it's nice hearing these testimonials for sure. So, thank you a lot, Peter. Okay,
you got
now
it.
We have, look it up. Everybody
good to hear from you,
in Peter. Here. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have area code 214. You're live on Block Talk. Good morning.
Hey,
our
good
afternoon.
Morning or afternoon, wherever you are in the country. This is Dr. Mike in Dallas, Texas.
I knew that accent.
You knew the accent, you knew the voice. So just chiming in.
I know.
Yeah, I was just curious about what happened to the show yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Anyways, it was just kind of a mix-up, and there is no show from yesterday. It just forgot to get posted. You have to do this so far ahead of time, or else you kind of have to do it live. So there is no show. There will not be a recording on it. So we'll just have to wait until next Monday. I was going to mention that, but sorry about that. I did forget about that.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes we forget, you know, because we have so many people going in to, like, post different things that if you don't do it, like, right away, you kind of forget sometimes. So that is what happened on that. But next week it should be up and going for sure. Yeah.
Sweet.
Why don't
you
tell your testimonial as your little ninja person, big ninja person.
Sure. My testimony is, you know, since we've come out with this new configuration, with the B pad and the B body, the Beamer Go Pro or Go Set, whatever. Sounds like something from Eric Worre, Go Pro. yeah, right? Those of
yeah,
you
yeah.
who know Eric Worre. But the story is, it's like, somebody's rustling around some papers. It's hard to hear.
Yeah, I'm on mute, so okay.
Okay. But anyway, so the story, my story is, like, you know, with this new configuration, which I'm a fan of, I've actually already been using it in this format. Like, when I take road trips, I'll take the B pad and the B box and plug it into my accessory, or I guess you call it a cigarette lighter, accessory charge, and plug it in and just use it already down, you know, while I'm driving down the road. And, you know, ever since, I think probably, you know, many people have already been doing this, but kudos to the company and the leadership that we have to come up with this separate option for many people to, love the Beamer and want the Beamer, but, the financial obligation to it, their financing isn't, that's more affordable for them. And so kudos to them. And I've actually, been just using it twice a day, just down the center of my spine, and using like a program one or program two instead of the intensity buttons. And just to give you a idea, I track my sleep quality, and last night was 100% sleep quality. Just using this new system, or you know, just using the B pad down the spine, not even pulling out the B body. So, so maybe it is, you know, correct where, you know, when we can affect the autonomic nervous system properly, then we can affect the entire body. So, yeah,
right.
Just wanted to, you know, give that out. It's great, great.
Thanks, Mike. We are going to need a lot more testimonials on that, because there just aren't testimonials with that piece. So that's great that you did that. And just to see, and I'm sure that as academies, when they start to get back in swing, people will have more testimonials, and they'll be able to give us a little better sense of maybe what to put it on, or if you just, you know, because I don't really know if we just are going to start it at the regular intensities or what. So because we've been on it for so long, we could do it a little different, I think. Which we do.
Right.
So,
I just want to see if there's a major difference between, you know, doing the full body and then doing just the B pad. So it's somewhat of an experimental phase for me. So that's where I'm at.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful day down in, you're in Texas, I think, right?
I'm in Texas, right. Yes.
Yep, he's down in Dallas, yeah. Yep. Take care, Mike.
Okay.
Dallas.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, guys, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Okay, so we have next caller is we have area code, if it opens up, area code 865, you're live on Block Talk. Hello? Oops, are you there? Do you hear
865.
Us?
865.
Yes,
hi.
865, you're live. Hi, how are you?
Muted. This is Jewel, and I had a follow-up question to Dr. Mike's testimony, and that is he is using the program one or two for a sleep substitute program, or would that be for, like, the full body effect of the mat?
You know, I don't know, Jewel, if we can talk about that on this show, because everybody is so individual and how everybody is going to use it is different. And I really want to wait until we hear from the leaders and those people, if they can actually switch up, you know, our basic plan, those type of things. So we're not really supposed to say what program we're on, intensity, all those kind of things for different applicators and things, because every body is different. So you just kind of have to experiment around with yourself and see how you like it. And also, you know, all depends on, you know, what's going on in your body, how you eat, sleep, how long you've been on it, and those kind of things. So basically just experiment around, and you'll know your body will respond to certain things it likes. And of course, I would say mix it up, because that's what we do with the normal basic plan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Take care.
Okay. Okay, Dan, there's nobody else.
Hey. We're going
to. Do you have a new testimonial? I'm trying to think if I have one. Not recently.
Yeah.
That I can share.
Yeah. No, I haven't had, helped me out quite a bit when I ran the Vegas marathon, but other than that, nothing new. Just using it every day.
Okay. We do have one more person here. So.
Yep.
Here we go. We have area code 321. 321. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Beth from Orlando, and I just wanted to mention, you guys were talking about using the pad down the spine. And in last night's call that I listened to, I don't know who was speaking, but they were saying that the pad alone is like three times more strong than the actual mat. that how they would use the pad is they would go into the settings, and in settings you can change the intensity from high to low. It automatically defaults on high, and that you, if you were going to start out with the basic program, not someone who's been using it for a long time, but if someone was just getting started, they would change that intensity to low and then go back and then put it on, you know, intensity one, you know, on the purple button when they're first starting with that pad. So I don't know. I know there's different ways that I've heard discussed today, but that's what they were saying last night.
Yeah, that makes total sense for a brand new person, because if when this new set comes out, they'll have a different thing for us, because those people have never been on a Beamer, right? And for all of us who have been on it for many years, we do it differently, right? Because we've already got blood flow going on. So I think
right.
It's nice to know. That's what I kind of thought was going to say, but I didn't want to say anything until they officially kind of put it out there. But that makes total sense. Yeah, you'll end up probably just doing the basic program, putting that from high to low, and make sure you put it to high again if you want to use it differently. So because it always will just stay down that at that low position. So. Yeah, that's really nice to know, and thank you so very, very much for that information. That's perfect.
I think they said that they were going to, like, share that type of information on Thursday's call at noon.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's
okay,
awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much
all
for
right.
that. Yeah, have a great day.
Sure.
All right, Beth.
Thanks,
take
you
care.
Too.
Bye-bye.
There we go.
All right.
We're getting all the people coming in. Okay, so here we go. We have 862. Here we go. So 862, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette. I'm from the Northern New Jersey area, and I have a question on a new update on what's our future steps. Going to be, is there one set? I just heard somebody say noon tomorrow. Is that right?
Yeah, have you read the newsletter that was issued late last night or early this morning for you?
Not yet. Is it in there?
Yes, yeah. Everything's in there for all the upcoming little things and whatnot. And basically, you know, they're going to be doing it kind of based on the new set too. So, I maybe would just put new people on that, maybe not people who you've talked to in the past, because we don't not really sure where the FDA is going to swing on things. So maybe if it's just for somebody new who maybe wants to look at the go set, kind of just my own personal opinion there. Because if it goes one way and then it goes the other way and then the other way, it's like they're going to make people confused. So, yeah, so you can see everything on there and all the upcoming little, you know, like lunch and learns and broadcast or little things that we're having. Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. I just reminded myself. I did look on there, and I got that same takeaway that it wasn't. I've been with Beamer over 3 years, so I didn't get a sense that it was going to be anything new. But I'll sign in anyway. You never know.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, awesome.
Thank
and
you
then,
so much.
And then it'll always be recorded. So what I do is I listen to it first and see what the content is before I would send somebody new to it, because, well, maybe these aren't being recorded. They, you know, a lot of times they used to be, if I'm not sure, but I always like to see the content first so that I could send it out to the correct and appropriate person. So
that
you
makes
want
sense.
To think that too. Yeah.
Okay. Thank
awesome.
You.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
All right, Jeanette, have a great day.
Okay. We're waiting for callers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, like, my life hasn't really changed that much. I still work at home. So I'm like, sounds the same. It's so crazy. You work out, only work out at home. And then you work at home. It really hasn't changed that much, to tell you the truth. So, anyways. Well, I don't know, Dan. Nobody else is calling in. We might have to end this call short. But, there we go. 386. That looks like, I think that's a Florida number. Here we go. Area
hi, this is Wanda Henson over in Daytona Beach. Just calling in to.
Hey,
we miss you over
I
here.
I've been with you forever.
Oh, well, come on over. I have so many testimonies, and I know everybody else is sitting there just like I am listening, do the same thing, that we just sit in the shadows here. But my testimony is I had discomfort in my head on a regular basis for over 50 years. And now I have my life back. Before, my life revolved around what was going on in my head and planning things and missing events. I was just looking the other day. I got my bing burr in on October 14th, 2015. You know, that's a special day for me. But prescription bottles from back then that I haven't had to take those prescriptions, you know, I still get effects, and I can just, you know, take minimum prescriptions, and it'll knock it out. And, you know, I have not missed an event in my life in the last over 4 years, 4.5 years. That's my testimony. I could go on with the lady that had the constipation. I had the reverse, and I was just living with it. I just felt that it was something going on. Now, I mean, my husband and I compare poops. You know, it's, let me take a picture. It's so perfect, you know. So not that we do. We just say that. But just life-changing. And I'll be glad when we can get back to normal and continue to share the Beamer. Okay, that's my testimony. So it's nice talking with you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. All right,
thank
bye-bye.
Thank you, Wanda. Yeah, it's right. Interesting. I always remember,
pardon?
I mean, back then most of us had not used the Beamer. So it's interesting because I remember the day I ordered my Beamer, June 19th. I remember the first day on it was June 23rd was the first time I used it. And then, of course, you remember who your first sale was to. So that brought back some interesting memories for sure for me. How about you, Dan? Do you remember when you got your Beamer? Oops, is he there? Is he there, Dan? He might be on mute.
Yep. Nope. I'm sorry. I'm sitting there talking away and I'm on mute. Yes. September 5th, 2015. So
yep.
I do remember that.
Too. Yeah, we're posting 5 years exactly. Okay, we have another one. 978. Is that New York? Was that New York?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi, Jim Lippincott here in Massachusetts.
Oh, Mass. Yeah. Hi. Right. Hi, Jim.
Good. Howdy do. For one, I would love if I would be able to connect with Wanda. I have a long-term friend of mine who has a similar issue and a cousin that have issues with their head aching, whatever you want to, how you call that safely. But anyway, so if one of you could share her number with me, that would be great, or mine with her. I would appreciate that. Plus, I'll just throw in a testimony that I had talked about at one point, but maybe others haven't heard it. And that is like a week after I got my Beamer in August of 15, I got stung by a wasp and on the back of my hand. And so I instantly went and used a spot and then the light and couldn't even find pretty much where I was stung, never swelled up and didn't have any discomfort, and normally that is completely different scenario when you get stung by a bee. So make sure you have it around or you run for it when you get stung.
That's awesome.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
That's interesting how that ever worked.
Kind of interesting. So yeah,
I would love to kind of understand from a biological perspective, is are the toxins from the sting being dissipated more quickly by the increased flow? I don't know. All I know is it worked. So,
I would say that for sure. Did you use the bee light on it also, or just the bee spot?
Yeah, I used the light first, and then mm-hmm. the spot, because the light didn't initially there was an initial it wasn't comfortable after I did the spot, it was just completely gone, no discomfort at all.
Right.
So
I know I can't talk about third party stuff, but I know the light I've used on certain things with people and helped a lot, but yeah, that's nice. No, I would think it would be the combo, because you're trying to get that metabolic waste of whatever's going on out of the cell, and then put the good stuff back in.
Right.
So, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, thank
right,
you, Jim,
cool.
for that testimonial. Awesome. Have a great day.
And can you connect me to one?
Sorry.
He wanted
about
to know
that.
If we could
yeah,
connect.
Okay.
He wanted to know if we could connect him to Wanda.
Yeah, I know that that's Wanda's home number, so I'll give her a call. I don't have her cell,
okay.
so I'll give her a call on that and see if that's okay. Yeah. Okay. So it looks like we have Miss.
Miss Mary King.
Miss Mary. Yeah. Hey, Mary.
Well, hello.
How are you?
Hello there. Very good. Let's see. Am I not? Yeah. Well, I can't give a testimony, obviously, but we've had people come here for a visit, didn't want to bring their body mat, so they brought their bee pads for their nighttime. So that's all I know. They didn't tell me what setting they used or anything, but it must have worked or they wouldn't have done it. So we're looking forward to getting some very good news, and the sooner the better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for that piece of information. That's great. It looks like, okay, so I'm going to take Mary off here and looks like Wanda is back here. So, Wanda, is it okay for us to give you Jim's
number?
Yes,
let me give you my cell phone.
Okay.
Are you there?
Not on the air. Yeah.
No, yeah, don't give it on the air. Do you want to, Wanda, I'll call you and then I'll switch it back and forth.
Okay, that'll work.
I'll call you on your,
thank
I'll call
you.
On your home line and then I'll get it. Okay, thanks.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Yeah, we don't really want to be doing that, all this stuff, because people keep calling. So, anyways, looks like we might be it for the amount of
I think it's a,
people
I
who
think
have
it's
pressed
a wrap.
I know.
Yeah,
hey, great
yeah.
testimonials today, and thank you all for coming out. Okay, there's one more. We'll do one more here.
Oh, it's a,
here
yeah,
we have
another old friend. Sandy.
Who is it? Area code 713. Who is that?
Oh, it's Sandra in Houston. Hello, everybody.
Oh, Sandra. Oh, okay. Hi, Sandra.
Yeah, you seem so like, oh, we really want to hear some testimonials, and nobody's playing with you today. So a few weeks ago, first of all, I love my Beamer. And with, I'm sure, everybody who owns one, we've all got to feel a sense of confidence and relief with what's going on that amidst this virus, that we have a Beamer, that we have this asset for our health. And the testimony I was going to give is a few weeks ago, I was going to get I had a pending crop of those little mouth sores that you get, exterior, you know, that look so lovely and take weeks to get well. I don't know if I can name them or not. I don't know if that's a disease state or not. That's appliant. But I use my Bee Light, just like constantly, it seemed. And these sores never formed. Nothing happened. And I'm not sure what I'd been doing to stress me out so much that I was going to get those. But it was just great to not go through that process. So I love the Beamer, love the Bee Light.
Yeah, that'll be awesome if
yeah.
you get on the Beamer longer to see if that even happens anymore, right? So that will be really cool.
Yeah.
If you've had them your whole life, right, you probably get them. If you don't, you don't. I don't really know how that whole thing happens, but
it's a virus.
But it'd be interesting to see if you do not, or if this length of time between them is different, or if the amount that you get is smaller. So, yeah, you'll know that if it, you know, never happens again or what triggered it.
I've mostly outgrown them, but when I was a kid, I had them a lot and everything, and you know, young adult and stuff. I've mostly outgrown them. Like I said, I've been out in the sun the day before quite a bit, and I suspect that might have been the cause. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. What matters is that they went away.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, Sandra. All right. Have a great day, Sandra. All righty.
Okay.
You
thanks.
Too.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. I think that we are good for today. And I don't know if you want to add anything other than let's make sure everybody listens to tomorrow's Blog Talk, because Chris Rollins is going to speak, and I don't know, I'm sure there'll be some other people speaking on, or just speaking on things and also answering people's questions. So do stay tuned for that. And would you like to add anything to this today, Dan?
Just, no, this is your best way to stay connected right now. Stay connected with people and get all the latest updates and information. So continue to plug into Blog Talk, and it was a pleasure to host with you today, Geraldine.
You have a wonderful day, everyone, and be safe, be healthy, be well, and use your Beamer.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.